Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today. How are you today, huh? Yeah, what a day today is. I love doing what I'm doing right now. This is what brings my whole day together, is sitting here in the Crossbreed Holster studio chair, talking with you about this, stuff that matters. Stuff that, quite frankly, other shows just aren't talking about to the extent we do. Yeah, they gloss over it when something makes the news. Oh, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were talking about gun control today. And all the pundits talk about it. And they talk about the one line that made it, you know, into a Fox News piece or an AP piece or something like that. We don't. We talk about all of it and what it means for you and why they're saying these things. Because it's incredibly important to your freedoms. And the Donald Trump thing, yeah, it gets a lot of news, but it gets old after a while. So we focus on the right to keep and bear arms here. We talk about all the other stuff too, but we got to put it together in the context for you of the Second Amendment. So let me ask you this. First, hey, did you have fun yesterday with Madison on the program? Wasn't she great? Madison Jesiato? Wow, she was really good. It's not every day you get Miss Ohio USA on the program, who is extremely pro-gun and writes for the Washington Times. Listen, if you missed it, make sure to go over. The program is up on my website, armedamericanradio.com. Go up to the top, click archives, drop down to radio broadcasts, and all of the shows will pop up on the calendar. Just click the date. Click yesterday's date and take a listen to the program. She was with me for the entire hour. How refreshing to hear a 23-year-old not only talking about gun rights, but representing over at the Washington Times and putting her information and putting her point of view out there to all of us, including the enemies of freedom, for them to see. So it was really, really good. In fact, it was so good, we want to bring her to the Monster broadcast. Her and I have been communicating today. We're going to bring her back to the Monster cast on Sunday's program. So I don't know what time. I'll let you know during the week what time we're going to bring her in, but she was that good. And it's important to get that age group out there. I'm going to read some emails later in this hour and explain to you what I mean by that, but really, really powerful stuff. And I really want to get that to a bigger audience. I think that's important. We have to reach that age group. So we'll get some emails in here, too, in just a little bit. I was supposed to be at an undisclosed location today with George Zimmerman and Masad Ayoub and Gail Pepin, but we were unable to make that happen. Connectivity issues matter. And on very short notice, I was not able to guarantee that I was going to be able to get the connections speeds that I need to be able to be remote and bring you the program. So we're going to reschedule that for a time when I know I can be in a studio at that remote location and bring that interview to you. It will be an awful lot of fun, and trust me, it will be worth it. Let's go back to the question I wanted to start with. What party wants your guns? Think about that for just a moment. I'll give you some time. There you go. It's the Socialist Party that wants your guns. Those of you who might be new listeners to this broadcast, they're not Democrats anymore in my book. They're socialists. Let them own who and what they are. All the freebies. Now Hillary Clinton's out with the gimme, 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 gimme. She's got a compact to give you a free education. She's a liar. She's corrupt. And that's, I can't say what I want to say because I'm not on satellite radio. So I'll just leave it at that. There's nothing free. You know it. She knows it. Even Bernie Sanders knows it. The only people who don't know it are the ignorant and stupid among us who believe it. Man, are you being played? I've never seen it. For you to fall for that trap is just incredible. But I digress. What party wants your guns? Of course, it's the Democrats, the Socialist Party that wants our guns. I used to say New Jersey counts success when it comes to gun rights issues by how little crap makes it through the plumbing. Make sense? It's kind of like the Democrats. You can tell you're talking to a Democrat when you make a comment. God, I can't believe gas is $4.35 a gallon. Remember when it was $4.35 a gallon? The Democrat will always say, well, just be glad it's not $5. My response is, hell with that, it ought to be 135. Well, just be glad it's not 535. It's the way that socialist thinks. I'm glad it's 435. God, it could be 535. That's not viewing life with the glass half full. That's being a bonehead and a socialist. What party wants your guns? The Socialist Party. In New Jersey, I used to use that as an example all the time because it was similar to that gas thing. Oh, we had a great legislative session this year. No bad gun bills got through. That's not a success. That's a net zero on the scale. Or, oh man, they put 10 anti-gun bills in front of the governor. Whew, thank God only two made it. He only signed two of them. Good heavens. That's not a success. That's minus two on the scale. That's a loss. You're down by two. Nothing successful about that. Now, we're starting to see this in Colorado now, too. I want you to take a listen to this. It's very important stuff. You've got to understand. This is from Denver ABC 7. Pay very careful attention to this. The title, headline, Five Gun Bills Die in Committee at Colorado Capitol. It's not five gun bills. It's five pro-gun bills die in committee. I want you to listen to this. Pay very careful attention. I want you to keep this theme in the back. What party wants your guns? Five gun bills debated in committee at the Colorado Capitol on Monday night were voted down. Let's take this one step at a time. They weren't debated. The Democrats allowed the Republicans to hear it through procedure with absolutely no intention of changing their mind or letting anything move forward. You know it, I know it, they know it. It was nothing debated. It's a smokescreen. The Democrat-led State House Veterans and Military Affairs Committee heard a package of Republican-sponsored gun bills. What party wants your guns? Well, I'm two lines into this. And you see where I'm going here. One bill would allow concealed carry on public school grounds. Another would repeal gun magazine limits that were adopted after the 2012 mass shootings at an Aurora movie theater and at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, which, by the way, is a long way away from Colorado. Unless you're a Democrat, socialist, then you feel everybody's pain and exploit whatever tragedy you can, regardless of where it is, for your own political gain, right? A third bill would extend the right to use deadly force to business owners and employees. Good God, let's not do that. Let's not extend the right to use deadly force to business owners and employees. God no, when crackhead comes rolling through the door, give him the jewelry. And if he kills you, well, you should have had a better alarm system or maybe bigger locks. You don't have a right to defend your stuff and your business in your life. You certainly don't have that right to have that recognized by the Democrats in Colorado. Why on God's earth would we ever do that? After 7 hours of debate, all five bills were voted down. There was no debate. The Republicans made common sense arguments. The Democrats did what the Democrats do. Told the Republicans they were nuts and it wasn't safe and it was all bad. Survivors and gun control proponents testified against the measures. Gun control proponents, at least they called it gun control proponents instead of gun safety advocates. They threw that crap out, didn't they? One of them was Tom Mauser, whose son Daniel was killed in the 1999 Columbine shootings. That's terrible. But you'd think of all people, Tom Mauser would understand more than anybody there the right to be able to possess a firearm to keep something like that from happening again. But nah, the Bradys and the rest of them got their greasy hooks into him a long time ago. You shouldn't be talking about him that way. You shouldn't. That's not nice. He puts himself out there publicly. I'll talk about him. Saved by the Bell. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and it is the Daily Defense, against these kooks, liars, un-Americans who are coming after our rights. Returns right after this. Don't go away. I'm Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. You too, Colorado.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
There's a story out I was just looking at a few moments ago, and admittedly, this has nothing to do with guns. It just has to do with Obama, and I'm just in one of those moods. I'm so sick of this PC garbage and the lies coming from not just the Democrat left, but the establishment as well. It's just one of those rare days. I'm on all cylinders here, just angry about some things as an American citizen. And I know you are, too. I know you are. And I get your emails, and I appreciate when you tell me the same thing, that, hey, thanks for speaking what I was thinking yesterday. It means a lot. But there's a story out. Where is this? I guess it's on Fox News. Something to do about, labeling atrocities. Obama facing deadline to declare Christian genocide. First of all, Kerry said they have to get all the facts from the ground before this. It's not just anecdotal, but they need to have the facts. They see the same videos you do. They see ISIS, Muslim, Islamist, terrorist, monsters, evil, beheading Christians. And Kerry needs more evidence. But have no fear. Obama won't be working on his relationship with one of America's top two allies, that being Great Britain and Israel. No. Netanyahu doesn't want to meet with him. I think Netanyahu has said, you know what, this clown's out of here in another 11 months. I'm done with this guy, which good for Netanyahu, by the way, good for him. But don't worry about Barack Obama being involved in making a decision about whether or not to call the slaughter of thousands of Christians around the world genocide for what it is. He'll be pouring tea and smoking stogies with the Castro brothers in a few days. I mean, come on, America, let's get our priorities in line. Good Lord. Anyway, back to this Colorado deal. These five gun bills. This column really speaks volumes about blue state Democrat coming after you, hating you, your guns, and signifies the divide between the Socialist Party that hates your freedoms and at least the Republican Party that's fighting to restore your freedoms. Yeah, there's, you know, huge problems in the establishment Republican right now, but nobody denies the fact that it's the Republican Party that's the home of gun rights. Nobody does. So don't deny that. Show me a Republican governor coming after your guns. Show me. So let me continue with this. This is very, very important that you understand this. Take a listen to some quotes. Attempts to gut Colorado's sensible gun safety laws, get that? It's not gun control laws, it's gun safety. Attempts to gut Colorado's sensible gun safety laws have been an annual exercise in futility ever since the laws were expanded in 2013, the House Democrats said in a statement sent to Denver 7. Noteworthy this year is the absence of any effort to repeal the 2013 law closing the background checks loophole in Colorado. That's the expanded background checks that failed so miserably a couple months ago. You know, the ones that didn't work. Which has been so effective and popular. So popular, in fact, I might add and interject here into the Democrat liar's statement to Denver's 7 ABC News, that two legislators were recalled and a third one chickened out and quit. That's how popular they are. And it goes on to say, and with no infringement of Second Amendment rights, that even the no compromise crowd has given up. Let me tell you something, pal. The no compromise crowd hasn't given up. The no compromise crowd will prevail. They know what they're doing. I know what's going on behind the scenes in Colorado, and so do the lying socialists. They know it too. They also know their background check loophole has failed miserably, as it did in Colorado recently, Oregon, and California. They know it, and you know it. Here we go from the Republicans, their response. This is another complete failure on the part of Colorado Blueprint Democrats. Of the Colorado Blueprint Democrats to protect the natural rights of Coloradans, Representative Steve Humphrey, Republican, Eaton. He said, I am disappointed that they haven't listened and learned to put the needs of the people ahead of their political agendas. And then Representative Perry Buck, Republican from Windsor, made the following statement. These bills would have protected the rights of Coloradans to defend their property and loved ones. I am upset that Democrats do not consider upholding the Constitution a priority. Of course they don't consider upholding the Constitution a priority. The Constitution is something to uphold whenever it fits their political agenda, and it's something to be ignored when it doesn't. And we all know that. They know that. But this article was very telling, just out of the first couple sentences. So what side of the political aisle wants your guns? Of course it's the socialists. You know that. They know that. And I'd have more respect for them if they just stood up and said it. Yeah, forcing you to pay money, fingerprints, background checks. To them, that's not an infringement on your rights. Coloradans already had to get background checks. Anytime a gun was purchased, that's federal law. They expanded it. And it didn't work. It failed miserably. But it doesn't matter to them. It's nothing but spin. It's nothing but a talking point. Which is easy to do when you have the media on your side, isn't it? So let's contrast that. Let's contrast that with what's going on in the state of Georgia. Shall we do that? Do you want to do that? How about we do that? What party wants your guns? The Socialist Party wants your guns. What color is Colorado? It's a blue state. Deep blue. Let's head east, southeast from Colorado a little bit, shall we? Bill to legalize guns at Georgia's colleges advances. This is from yesterday's Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a complete and total hideous liberal left-wing socialist rag. The state Senate in Georgia, by the way, made no changes to a bill that would legalize firearms at Georgia's colleges. This is from the AJC. You see, like many listeners to this program, and many of you around the country, wherever you happen to be, you also get a lot of the emails from some of the grassroots groups. If you get Georgia Carey's emails, you've seen them. We need you to call your senators. We need you to do this. There is a risk that this bill, HB 859, since it passed out of the House overwhelmingly and now goes to the Senate, to the committees, the Democrats are the Democrats are trying to amend it out of existence and force the governor to veto it with the garbage they wanted to attach to it. Well, fortunately, this year, the Republican Senate was having none of it. We had enough of it a couple years ago, and the Republican Senate was having none of it this year. So it went up in front of the panels, and it advanced with no amendments. So HB 859 will now go to a floor vote in the Georgia Senate later this week. And what that does is sets up the opportunity for passage of the bill before the Georgia legislature finishes its work on March 24th. The governor will sign the bill. It has the support of Governor Dion. It has the support of Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. And it has the support of the people. I'll tell you what Bloomberg tried to do to it. You know, he lives in New York City. He knows lots about Georgia. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm on a roll here, so real quick, let's send you over to ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Very, very important that you check that out. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. April 29th through May 1st. That's coming up. It's sneaking up quick. I know it's moving fast. Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia International Conference Center. Right across the street, catty corner. You could walk if you wanted to, but you don't want to. From the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is where the Concealed Carry Expo is being held this year, April 29th through May 1st. All of the information is right there on the screen. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Dozens and dozens of exhibitors, great speakers, the Concealed Carry Fashion Show. This is the second annual event. I'll be hosting for the second time, emceeing, if you will, the Concealed Carry Fashion Show. Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee will be there, among many others, including Tim Schmidt, Beth Alcazar from Pacifiers and Peacemakers, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman will be there, and many, many, many others. There will be seminars, training scenarios, all kinds of cool stuff, a live fire range, and everything dedicated specifically to the concealed carry lifestyle will all be at the Georgia International Convention Center. So make sure, convention and conference center. So make sure you head over to ConcealedCarryExpo.com and check it out. That runs April 29th through Sunday, May 1st. Be there. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Back to the difference between blue states and red states. Colorado, you just heard it. Phony debates, the fix is in, the Republicans try to fix things, the Democrats just blather it away. It's gone. There is no such thing as a debate, by the way. It's the Democrats stopping your rights. It's the Democrats infringing on your rights every opportunity they get. Contrast that with Georgia. And I'm looking at an Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC, total liberal rag, report about what's happening in Georgia right now, today. Campus carry, HB 859, passed through the House with flying colors, and it will pass the Senate. It came out of committee. The Democrats tried to do what they always try to do. They tried to torpedo it. It failed, and it came out of committee with a 5-3, what? Party line vote. 5-3. What do you think the parties are? What party represented 5, and what party represented 3? There you go. Now you're thinking. 5 Democrat amendments to the bill failed to win support. 5 what? Democrat amendments to the bill failed to win support. Now, there was a woman there, visibly angry, according to the AJC. Her name is Carol Allen. She is a Georgia volunteer with the gun control group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Now, I'm going to quote the AJC. Take a listen to this. Who, after the vote, approached committee members to say she would personally campaign against those who supported the bill. Now, get this. Her son, who graduated from Georgia State, is headed to graduate school at the University of Georgia this fall. She also has a daughter headed to Georgia Tech. This legislation, as we've discussed before, applies to and makes no changes to Georgia's weapons carry laws at all, other than where you're allowed to carry that firearm if you have a Georgia weapons permit. Okay? Doesn't change anything. 21 or over. And I used this analogy the other day. So I'm 21 and I didn't go to college. I've been out, I got married at 19 and I've been working and supporting a family, wife and 2 kids, and I'm 21 and I have a permit. I can be trusted with my gun. I don't hear Carol Allen screaming about that 21-year-old person A. Do you? No. Because she isn't. But now I'm going to go to college. Instead of going that route that Georgia resident, 21-year-old resident A went, Georgia resident, 21-year-old resident B decides he's going to go to college or she's going to go to college. Take your pick. Doesn't matter what sex you are. And you decide to get a permit at 21 years old. Why? I'll tell you why you decide to get a permit at 21 years old. Because you go to Georgia State. Take a listen to this headline from December 16th. AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, liberal rag. Arrest made in Georgia State student robbery inside library. Of which there have been multiple attacks on, in, and around the Georgia State campus. That's just one. Google it. Don't take my word for it. So you decide I'm going to get a permit now that I'm old enough because I'm going to be attending graduate school. All of the sudden, Carol Allen goes liberal loon haywire. God forbid the 21-year-old college student have a right to protect and defend her or his life, including her own son, on a college campus because somehow, according to liberal angry mom Carol Allen loon, you're not responsible in college. You're responsible enough to get good grades and go to college and work your way through college and pay for it because Bernie Sanders hasn't yet given it to you in conjunction with the other socialist Hillary Clinton. But you can't handle a firearm even though you grew up shooting on a farm in Griffin, Georgia. You see, angry, visibly angry, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Carol Allen of Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, isn't it? Moms Demand Action. Angry Carol Allen is just that. An angry, liberal, gun-hating, un-American, freedom-hating lunatic. Too ignorant to understand the facts. somehow it's okay. But, oh, wait a minute, Mark. Wait. See, the bell went off. The only reason she's not talking about Georgia resident, 21-year-old resident A, who has a concealed weapons license, or Georgia weapons license, because in Georgia, much to her chagrin, you can openly carry with that license, too. And she's angry about that, too, I can promise you. Angry Carol Allen with Moms Demand Action. The only reason she's not angry about that is because, well, that's not on the political plate right now. It's this bill that's going through. She'll be angry about the other one later. But somehow, according to this person, the responsible college student isn't responsible enough to defend his or her life because they go to college. Because according to Angry Carol Allen, the volunteer with Moms Demand Action, funded by Bloomberg, invading the state of Florida with their little orange angry shirts, I'm an angry mom thing. No one is responsible with a firearm, because that's what they're really saying. This isn't about where the gun is carried. It isn't about how the gun is carried. And quite frankly, it's not about who is carrying the gun. It's about the gun, period. Carol Allen is angry. She's just angry because she doesn't like guns and she doesn't like your rights. And she is actively working to take them away. And I can promise you that the legislators who watched her walk by and point at them couldn't care less. And you see, this legislation, as I've said before, would only allow someone 21 or older with a weapons license to carry that gun anywhere on that public college or university campus, public college, which will be free someday soon, according to Hillary and Byrne, if they get their wish. Except for inside dormitories, fraternities, and sorority houses, and athletic events. But if you're walking through a crappy part of town because you got to park 10 to 15 blocks away, and you're studying at the library till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're walking back to your car, you're allowed to have your firearm with you. But Carol Allen is angry about that. She's so angry. Good heavens, Mom Demand Action. That's Bloomberg's money invading Florida. When we come back, some emails. Don't go away.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated, never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys.
World. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I love getting emails and sharing listener thoughts with other listeners, your thoughts with others. And I love reading them, and I get a lot of them. This one just came in. Came in 51 minutes ago from Eric Lee, Pincus, AWR Hawkins, etc. that you have. By the way, I've been missing Amber Cuno. Tom Gresham's Gun Talk does a lot of call-ins. I'm not criticizing that by any means. I love that program and listen religiously to it as well as AAR. Gun Talk covers a different range of gun ownership, and as such, it better lends itself to average Joe's calling in. One other thing I picked up on that you were talking about towards the second hour, meaning the Sunday show. When one chooses to rob another person of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, they instantly forfeit their right to the same. Couldn't agree more. Here's one thing I got to thinking about while listening. Socialists always love to talk about the quote-unquote collective good. Yet we never hear them mention the collective good that results from a criminal being permanently taken off the streets. Interesting. Love the show and keep up the great work. Regards, Eric in Colorado Springs. Eric, thanks for the email. The timing of it coming in today was great because we were spending a little bit of time on Colorado. Let me answer that. They don't care about the criminal being taken off the streets permanently. That's just someone who can't vote for them. Think about that. If they wanted to get criminals off the streets, they could clean Chicago up tomorrow. They don't want to. Ask yourself why. Boy, I got to tell you. Robert Harding. Where's the email from Robert Harding? This was a great email. This came in, yesterday. Well, no, actually this morning. Good morning, Mark. I enjoy listening to your show and support your stance on the gun issue. I carry my club every day. I'm a retired law enforcement officer with 30 years of service, and I was also a firearms instructor during my time with the Panama City Beach Police Department. PCB, great area. Maybe I've missed it, but I haven't heard you talk to the Democratic voters about possible gun control measures if we lose the court or the White House. It won't be just Republican gun control. It will be for everyone. For those Democrat citizens that enjoy their freedoms and right to bear arms and own firearms, they will lose too. Maybe something for them to think about? Keep up the good fight and have a great day. Robert, I don't know how long you've been listening to the program. First of all, thank you for 30 years of service in law enforcement. Panama City Beach, I'm going to assume from this email that you spent your career down there, maybe not all of it, but a tough job down there, brother. That whole spring break thing really puts the pressure on you guys and gals. I know how difficult that is down there. So thanks for your service. Blue Lives Matter, brother, as you well know. But I'm not sure how long you've been listening to the program. I've been very hard on Democrats who vote for gun grabbers. They're not friends of mine. I won't let them call themselves gun advocates or gun rights advocates because they're not. What they are is simply Democrats who like guns, who have other issues more important to them, but still like their guns. And that's okay. Just admit who you are. Don't tell me you fight for gun rights and then pull the lever for Hillary or Bernie. It don't, what was it in the movie Tombstone? That don't go around here, law dog. Yeah, I've been very difficult on the Democrats who pull the lever for gun grabbers and try to tell me they're gun rights supporters. Now, I also know some Democrats who are fighting from within, who are keeping or trying to take back their party from the socialists. Good luck to them. God bless them. We need them out there. You know who you are. It's a difficult fight. We need people on the other side of the aisle like you. But those of you who aren't, who just like to go out and plink and hunt and do your stuff, the Second Amendment ain't about hunting. And quite frankly, you're getting a free ride on my back. And I'm getting kind of tired of carrying you around. You got an election coming up? Stand up and do the right thing. If you love your guns and your gun rights, get in your party's face and make it clear. If you don't, and you're willing to give up your gun rights, if Hillary or Byrne have their way, because that's what they're trying to do, and that doesn't bother you, well, own who you are. Don't tell me you like your guns. Because you clearly like something else more important. Maybe it's free college, huh? Maybe it's free health care, because health care is a human right, according to Bernie. Maybe it's free everything. Maybe it's those free cell phones. Maybe it's all that free stuff you want to get. Maybe it's all the free taxes you don't want to pay that you want everybody else to pay so you can get all your free stuff. Just admit who you are. Otherwise, shut up. You're getting a free ride. You get a little bit tired of that. Get your own radio program. We got Levi Speth. What did Levi have to say today? This was good. Age demographic. Mark, I listened to your Monday podcast where some said that you need to speak more to the younger age demographic. I disagree. Both the Constitution and the truth don't have an age demographic. Great point. Those that still don't listen are too buried in Democrat/socialist. See, man, you're getting it. I love that. You're getting it. Those that don't listen are too buried in Democrat-Socialist talking points to accept logic. I carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Oh, wait, never mind. I work in a gun-free zone where the evil are armed and the good are sheep. Keep up the good fight. Levi from Louisville. Hope to see you at the NRA convention. Levi, I can promise you, you'll see me at the NRA convention. Just head over to either the Crossbreed booth or the USCCA booth. I will be there. Come shake my paw. Love to meet you. One thing I want to let you know on that demographic. You're right about the Constitution and the truth not having an age limit, if you will. There's no, really shouldn't be a demographic that applies to all of us. It's absolutely correct. But it's the reach of the medium, for example, what demographic talk radio is reaching. And a lot of complicated issues like that. And we are trying to get into that demographic. We're trying to draw those people in. A lot of the younger kids aren't listening to talk radio maybe in the same format you do. We want to fix that. And having Madison on yesterday was just huge because, you know what? There are a number of them that are listening to the program, and we want to reach out to them as best and as often as we can, no doubt about it. So thanks for the email, man. I really appreciate that very much. David Shealy, immigration and the Second Amendment. I don't want to run out of time on this. Mark, I agree that any of the Republican candidates would be a vastly better choice than Hillary or Bernie, and I know you view things on your show through the lens of the Second Amendment, but I know you have looked at the immigration issue as a gun issue in the past, and I would be curious to know how that impacts your perspective on the remaining four candidates, Rubio specifically. Does his stance there give you any additional concern? David Shealy. David, great question. Yeah, it absolutely does. I have made this clear on programs past. You know, because you clearly have listened to the show and understand my point. Here, let me make it clear to you again. Immigration, both illegal and legal, poses the greatest threat to the future of our Second Amendment rights. The Democrats want, the socialists want open borders. So do the Lindsey Grahamnesties. It doesn't do us any good to close the borders. We need people coming in who are going to help us. That's why Lindsey Graham is no longer in the race. It's why there is a tremendous amount of wind underneath Donald Trump's wings, because he is talking specifically about closing off the borders, building a wall, and bringing people in legally. Somehow, bringing people in legally to the country is a dirty phrase. The Democrats and the Rubios want to open the doors. Chamber of Commerce wants cheap labor. We could go on and on, but we're going to run out of time right now. So to answer your question, yes, grave concern, and it has to be fixed. It has to be fixed. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. It never ends. Always filling your prescription for freedom as long as I'm breathing. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.